Test 71, Section 3, Question 2. Here, it's a structure question. We're looking how the argument proceeds. And it says, the newspaper industry habitually cites the rising cost of newsprint to explain failing profits. It says, well, newsprint is more expensive. That's why we have falling profits. But when corrected for inflation, the cost of newsprint is no more than it was 10 years ago. So the newsprint isn't really any more expensive than it was 10 years ago. Far from being victims of high costs, newspapers have been benefiting from cheap newsprint for decades. So basically, they're not victims of high costs. They've been benefiting from cheap newsprint. The real threats to their profitability are falling circulation and falling advertising. So the real threats are these other things, falling circulation. And so what it's basically doing is it is trying to establish that something else is a cause by disproving that what they're claiming is the cause is correct. And so, reinterpreting a popular analogy in order to use that analogy to support. No, it's not an analogy. Using economic data to raise doubts about the current effectiveness of a historically accepted approach. I liked the beginning, it does use economic data, but not to raise doubts about the effectiveness of an approach. Citing a newly developed method by demonstrating that a conventional method shows better results. It's not about different methodologies at all. Challenging an explanation that has been given for a phenomenon in order to introduce a different explanation. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Remember, phenomenon just means thing. So challenging an explanation for something in order to introduce a different explanation. Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're saying it's not the cost of newsprint. It's these other things. Calling into question a justification for a practice by showing that the same justification can be used to support clearly undesirable. It never talks about any other practice, and so D is definitely our best answer.